Listening 129. Listen and read.
Marie Curie. Can you imagine a world without X-rays? X-rays let doctors see your bones, so they know if you have a broken arm or leg. X-rays exist thanks to the work of a very important scientist called Marie Curie. She discovered radium, an element used in X-rays and treatments for cancer. Her work was so important that Marie Curie was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize and was also the first person ever to win two Nobel Prizes. Marie was born in Warsaw, Poland, in 1867. She was the youngest of five children. Her parents were both teachers. Science and maths were her favourite subjects at school. As her father was a maths teacher, he could help her at home. When Marie left school, she wanted to be a scientist. But the family did not have enough money for her to study. She worked as a teacher to earn money and read science books in her free time. She had to wait 6 years to have enough money to study. Finally, in 1891, Marie went to study physics at a famous university in France called the Sorbonne. In France, she met her husband, Pierre Curie, who was a famous scientist. They worked on complicated experiments together, and during these experiments, the new elements were found. A talented family. As well as the achievements of Marie and her husband Pierre, their daughters, Irène and Eve, were also very successful. Irène, the older daughter, also became a famous scientist and won a Nobel Prize for chemistry. The younger daughter, Eve, wrote a book about her mother's life. World War One. During World War One, there were not enough X-ray machines for the hospitals. Marie Curie made X-ray machines that could move from hospital to hospital in a truck. These trucks were called Little Curies and helped over 1 million soldiers during the war. Safety. Although radium is a very helpful element, no one knew at the time that it can also be very dangerous. Nowadays, people are much more careful. Marie Curie did not wear protective clothing and often carried radioactive materials in her pockets. Sadly, Marie died in 1934 due to too much contact with the element. She will always be remembered for her excellent contribution to science and to healthcare. Nobel Prizes are given each year to the best scientists in the world. You have to discover something very important to receive this award.